day. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, every week on the Paracast, we get lots and lots of responses from listeners. And occasionally we get reviews, and of course some people like us, some people don't like us, some people are somewhere in the middle of the road. But I got a really weird review I found over at iTunes. Some people at iTunes have a very confused way of evaluating the show. You know, they evaluate the commercials, not the show. That's one group of people. Then we have this one. It says, sounds like a pair of uncles who know too much about stuff you don't want to know. The random episodes I grabbed made me skip through most of it. Just turn it off. Sorry, just a waste of my time. We are a pair of uncles. What about the guests? Didn't he hear the guests? What is he listening to?
Hey, I don't know what to tell you there, iTunes reviewer, but I don't know. We got lives. Evidently you do too, huh?
Well, he may have lives, but he doesn't know where to spend it. I mean, that's ridiculous. It sounds like he thinks it's just you and I talking for 2 hours or 3 hours.
Right.
And he never heard the show, so he doesn't know.
There's some shows I hardly say a word.
That's true. We let the guests talk. So I don't know. And I think, well, we had Nancy Talbot on the show just a couple of 3 weeks ago. We were talking about Lucius Farish. Nancy is an uncle? An aunt, maybe, but not an uncle. I don't know.
Yeah.
The other thing, of course, is that some people don't like the fact that we have commercials. And I understand the concern. You know, people don't always like commercials. They want to fast forward through them, which is your decision, of course. But you have to realize here that we're not alone. You know, GCN has, what, 50 different radio shows, all of whom use the same frequency of commercials. We follow in that commercial schedule Clear Channel, the number one radio network in the USA with premier radio networks. It means we have the same commercial frequency as Rush Limbaugh, as George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM. No difference. So why is it different for us?
Well, it seems longer because I think GCN has a lot more of the shorter 15-second commercials, so it seems like there's more commercials, even though the actual amount of time devoted to them is identical.
Yeah, I know there's a debate there when you do commercials whether you get more of an impact with a 15- or 30-second commercial or a 60-second commercial, and I don't know what the answer is. I expect with the economy being what it is, you take what you get. You know, if you get four 15-second commercials, you will probably charge, because this is the way it goes, more than you get for just one 60-second commercial. Don't let me explain that. That's how it works.
No, it makes sense.
And the other, of course, would be that they're interested in the guest or don't like the guest. But it's curious that people will remark about the commercials, even though, as I said, the frequency of commercials is no different. If you don't like them, like I said, you fast forward. That's the advantage of being able to download the show. You listen to the content that you like, and we hope you like most of what we do, because I think we have done things in paranormal radio that most shows are afraid to do. They're afraid to upset anybody. They're afraid to express criticism of a particular guest or a particular point of view. And I think if you don't do that, you're not going to learn anything about the subject, and you're not going to be able to figure out what's going on. At the end, we are explorers.
Well, and also, we're interested to find out as close to the truth as we can and become as up to speed in these many areas that we talk about as possible. I mean, I guess some listeners prefer Entertainment Tonight, or some TV viewers prefer Entertainment Tonight to 60 Minutes. We would prefer to lean to the 60 Minutes side. That's the tough questions.
Exactly. And that's why, for example, a very few people out there will not come on the show. They don't want to have to answer questions that they may not expect, or maybe they're not prepared for. Although I think that when a guest, if they have an interesting point of view and they know their stuff, what are they afraid of?
No.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know the answer. We're not expecting any guest, even a so-called expert, to know everything. So if a guest says, you know what, I don't know. I'm not sure about that particular item. And I would say, fine. Let's go to the next subject. You can't force a person to know. I'd rather have someone say they don't know than make something up.
Yeah. Or try to kind of skirt around the issue and pretend like they know even though they don't.
Sounds like that legendary question asked on the Paracast of Jim Sparks as contactee, where he says he's aboard a spaceship, what, 7-8 hours? And so one of our co-hosts said, okay, did you ever have to go to the bathroom?
I think I asked that of David Jacobs, too.
Exactly. It's a sensible question. It may seem silly at first glance, but you know what? The person could have said, well, you know, I don't recall. Obviously, I was drugged or I was this. I don't know. Maybe they use a catheter or two.
Catheter,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's a good excuse, okay? They took care of it medically or they gave me some kind of inoculation or something.
Yeah, well, he wasn't ready for that.
No, he wasn't. Well, I can always hold myself for a long period of time. I would have thought there would have been better questions, but he wasn't prepared for it, didn't think about it, didn't expect it, and that was good radio. Because it also made us more and more suspicious of his claims.
I like the roundtable with Bud Hopkins and David Jacobs, and I asked, well, out of the 1,000 or so cases you've had, how many people have described a bathroom? And he couldn't think of one. I think I reminded him one of the one that I recall, and it was some woman, and she said when she was shown the bathroom, she was horrified that it was so filthy.
Maybe they don't have those restaurant inspectors that visit these spaceships, you know. In a lot of cities, you have inspectors. They go out and make sure the restaurant is clean, the bathrooms are clean, they don't have little tiny buggies, you know, on the windowsills, things like that. And you wonder, you think an advanced alien species, well, you know, cleanliness would be something that would be dealt with as a matter of course.
Yeah. Alien toilet paper. That's an interesting concept.
I don't want to tell you that. When I was in summer camp, my late brother, Wally Steinberg, sends me a letter written on toilet paper. And he went on for a long time writing this letter. Just writing on toilet paper, you have to think how difficult that is, what kind of pen. He's using a fountain pen, I think. You know, so it was very soft, didn't tear it. And, you know, he maybe used Charmin. I don't know what the best toilet papers are. And he said, at the end, he claimed to be an alien being visiting the Earth. And he said, you would be shocked at what Earth people do with this stuff. Don't even ask me to go on. I think that was enough.
Yeah, I think that was enough, Gene.
One of the classic letters he wrote. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. I guess we lost his sense of humor when he became the corporate person. He was well known in the healthcare industry as also an investment banker. But speaking of brothers, you have a brother.
Quite a few of them, actually. I've got three brothers and a half brother.
Okay, is this the full brother?
This is Brendan. Yeah, Brendan and I grew up together in Bellevue, Washington.
He's O'Brien also.
Yes.
Okay.
Shared quite a number of really cool experiences. He was with me on the New Paltz ball field when we had our multi-object, multi-witness sighting in 79. He spent many years down in, 5 years actually, down in Mexico, setting up his travel service to the five countries that have Mayan ruins. And in the time that he spent down there, he befriended some of the top archaeologists and scientists who were doing the digs at Palenque and other ruins down in the Maya lands. And he and his partner, Johnny, who's very, very up to speed on a lot of the Mayan stuff that we're now going to be talking about today, they're joining the Paracast for the first time. This will be real fun. And we're also going to have a return visit by everybody's favorite Zuni elder and trickster, Clifford Mahudi.
Boy, I saw him over at the International UFO Conference. He attracts the women. Amazing. Oh,
he's a chick
magnet.
He's
older than us.
Yeah, he's a chick magnet.
Well, he's certainly quite a character, and we look forward to talking with him once again today and hearing his great insights. We'd love to have you subscribe to our newsletter. You can get updated schedules for the shows, cutting-edge commentaries from me, from Chris, and special guest commentators such as Kurt Southerly. All this and more, the official Paracast newsletter. Go to newsletter.theparacast.com, newsletter.theparacast.com. It's free. So we have on this episode
Brendan O'Brien, Johnny Chanel, and Zuni Elder Clifford Mahudi.
Coming up on
the Paracast.
This, folks, is a revelation. No more wall warts for charging your USB devices, including your iPads, iPhones, iPods, Android cell phones, USB chargeable cameras, and more. Power to You replaces the standard AC outlet and gives you two high-power USB ports and two AC outlets. To get one, go to MacSales.com/PowerToYou. That's MacSales.com, power number two, letter U. Check it out. You know, we develop trust in the people we know, but we don't really know someone we can't see. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a simple online meeting service. It's GoToMeeting by Citrix. All it takes is a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate. You can start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. You can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Podcast.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
So, despite the claim from some strange alleged listener to the Paracast that our show consisted of just a couple of uncles ranting, we actually have three guests. And, you know, they might be uncle to somebody or aunt to somebody, but not to me. Chris, you assembled this group, a very special guest, the kind of guest you don't hear on, I guess, any paranormal radio show. Would you introduce our guests and get the discussion going, please?
I certainly will. We have, of course, returning to the Paracast, everybody's favorite Zuni uncle, Clifford Mahudi, who, as Gene pointed out, is has a hard time dealing with the fact that he's a chick magnet. But Gene mentioned in the preamble that he was quite impressed with the you just seem to attract women, Clifford. And I know it's tough to sometimes be a person like that, but you have fun, right?
Of course.
Clifford was on the show some months back. We introduced him to the Paracast audience, and he spoke very eloquently about Zuni star knowledge and Zuni traditional information about creation myths. And we had quite a good response to the show. When Gene and I were talking about future shows some weeks back, I mentioned the idea of looking at this 2012 time period and really kind of separating the signal from the noise that we're experiencing out in the media about this very crucial time period. And I thought, what a perfect opportunity to introduce to the Paracast my brother, Brendan O'Brien, and his partner, Johnny Chanel, who have been operating the finest travel service down to the Maya lands going on 13 years now. And they lived among the Maya and met many of the archaeologists and anthropologists that are involved in uncovering temple sites down in the highlands of Chiapas and other places. They've really established themselves as the premier travel service down to the Maya lands. And along the way, they've amassed an incredible amount of experience down in the Maya lands. And of course, they've got quite an insider's look, I think, into this whole end of three major cycles in the Mayan calendars. And we're going to talk about all this today. And we're also going to get an interesting kind of dovetailed insight by Clifford about how these types of end time stories and traditions dovetail into the North American indigenous tradition. So this is, I think, a really important show, and I'm really looking forward to a lively conversation, poking fun at some of the myths surrounding this time period and laying out what the Maya think, and to the best of our abilities as outsiders to interpret this information. So I want to welcome all of you to the show, and this is going to be fun.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I like the fact they have that rehearsed.
No, we don't.
Everybody's response is in sync. But, you know, I think the big thing here is there's a perception, gang, and anyone can take an answer on this. There's a perception that the end of 2012, in December, because of what is allegedly in the Mayan calendar or one of the Mayan calendars, it means the cycle or the entire world may come to an end. So who wants to take the answer? What's the truth?
Well, I'll give you a little anecdotal answer. I think for a lot of people, the end of the world is every day. And I'm kind of poking fun. I have never seen or heard from anyone in the Maya communities or experts. There's never been anyone who stated that the end of the Bakhtun is the end of the world. And that's it really tickles me, because you turn on the TV or the radio and you talk to people who are going to go down. Well, we were going to go, but, you know, we're going to stay home on 2012 and make sure we have enough food and water. I mean, I'm appalled in one way, and the other way, I'm tickled. But I have never heard from any legitimate source that the Maya wrote that the end of the world is at the end of the Bakhtun, ever.
Let's first begin by defining our terms. Let's go ahead and give our listeners a thumbnail sketch about how the Maya view this upcoming time period. Why don't you define Bakhtun, Khatun, and the Dzogchen for us so that everybody has kind of the same up-to-speed knowledge about what these cycles mean and which cycles we're referring to.
I think Johnny can be a little more eloquent in her explanation. So, Johnny, I'll let you take that question.
Well, I would say that, there in the Maya long count calendar, which is numerical placements, each with a dot in between, we're all seeing that we're coming up on 13.0.0.0.0.0. It's each of those places in the long count have their own names. Like the name for a day is King, which is also the same word for the sun. And each of those have their own attributes. Some of them have 19 places that they go through. Others only have 17. And it's very, you know, it's too complicated to explain the whole thing. It's easier, better done with diagrams and stones, actually. But in any case, what's important about this one is that we're coming up on the end of a 5,100-plus-year cycle that is considered to be one cycle of a creation cycle. But there were others before that. There were at least three that have been spoken of before that. And they expect another in the future. So the end of the world as we know it, not exactly like that. I'd say more that we are seeing changes that are going on. We're seeing changes in consciousness. People are changing very rapidly. Human beings are changing, and the planet is changing rapidly. The odd weather conditions, tornadoes in the wrong place at the wrong time, tsunamis, volcanoes, earthquakes in odd places, all those sorts of things are a signal of that there's something going on in the earth that's very significant, and anybody that doesn't see it is blind. And so I would say it's not something that's going to happen on December 21, 2012. It's something that's already been happening and is happening right now while we're talking about it.
And if I might, I'd like to just quickly, as an addendum to that. Now, when we associate the end of the world or the end of an epoch, the Maya talk about the different endings to their world or the different strifes at the end of long cycles of time. It's interesting because the first strife the Maya had and was a war, and their war was with the monkeys. And they were trying to eke out a place in their habitat. So they had to struggle with the monkeys, who really had control. And it was harsh. And the Maya were almost wiped out. And then once they were able to live with the monkey and conquer their space, then they had another catastrophe, and it was the jaguar. And so we see in the first two, these two huge strifes that come in the end of periods of time, they move to, in the beginning, to the natural world with the strife. And it doesn't seem to go away, because then water comes in. And
I'll tell you what, let's go into more of these mysteries and these symptoms as we do our next segment. We have a special collection of guests joining us. We have Brendan O'Brien, Johnny Chanel, and Cliff Mahoody. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
On the Paracast, we have a trio of special guests. We have Brendan O'Brien. Yes, he's related to that other O'Brien guy who joins us every week. Johnny Chanel of the Maya Sites Travel Service. And we have that linked over at theparacast.com if you want to check out their touring service. And our favorite Zuni elder himself, Cliff Mahoody. And we're exploring all these cycles and events that might be happening, and we're thinking about all the weather changes. So I had to ask you one question, Brendan, and that is, scientists will say this is man-made global warming. It's causing all this stuff to happen. How do you respond to that?
I think that's another one. I think that it's...
You could view that man as part of an... participating as part of a natural cycle. I mean, we tend to see ourselves, human beings, separate from nature. We have separated ourselves from nature, but nature hasn't separated itself from us. So it's all part of... The global warming could be what we're doing, but nonetheless, Gaia is a big planet. She already is doing her thing. And what the Maya are in tune with is that their long count calendar is not a solar-based calendar. What we're used to is a solar-based Gregorian calendar, which is based on the sun comes up every day and goes down every day, and it's based on a solar cycle. With the Maya calendar, it's based on Earth cycles. It's based on a relationship with the Earth. The sun is included in that. Every day there is a king day, a Sunday, is it called a day. But it's a much bigger cycle than that, that has to do with what Gaia is doing. And if you want to say anything about that there's anything predictive about the Maya calendar, it would be that it is tuned into planetary and Earth cycles all working together to create a certain period of time that's going to be distressful and catastrophic for many people, but we can't really say humans made it happen.
Why can't we say humans are contributing to it?
We could say that we're contributing to it. And I believe in global warming. I know what we're doing. I'm just saying, aside from that, we're just a small part of what the planet
is doing.
And
when the Maya do, and again, when the Maya said that this end of this particular Bakhtin, whereas water was what came in and inundated the people and they had to reestablish themselves, this time they said it's an earth shaking. It's an earth shaking event. And so the earth shaking isn't something necessarily that we cause. I mean, earthquakes and volcanoes have a mind of their own. But an earth-shaking event, that would cause large waves. It would cause mudslides, superstorms, large storms. And we have seen that. And we know that the earth is shaking and causing those problems. But I think...
Brennan, I find it very interesting now that I just read an article a couple of days ago that scientists are now acknowledging that this new practice of fracking in the Midwest is actually causing earthquakes.
That's not surprising. Yeah.
Let's explain what fracking is. It's not a phrase that's used on the Battlestar Galactica TV show.
That's fracked up, dude. Well, fracking is how, the oil companies are now trying to drain out wells that were, previously thought to be exhausted of oil. They're pumping water and chemicals down.
They're trying to induce the remnants.
Exactly.
Trying to get the waste product, the stuff that they couldn't process. And they're going through extraordinary ways to try to get more oil. Somehow.
Well, and they're creating stress within fractures where these deposits are found, and in geologically unstable zones, this could be a tipping point scenario where enough material is introduced under pressure deep in the ground to create seismic events. And
I hadn't thought about it, but they did. There was an article yesterday that they actually know that they're causing small tremors.
So humans are becoming more and more impactful in the environment. Clifford, when we spoke to you, when you were on the show, we were talking briefly about this particular time period. How does the Zuni view of this particular, I guess for lack of a better term, end of the fourth world, how does the Zuni tradition dovetail with what the Maya have been saying?
The Mayans they have a calendar, very sophisticated. In the Zuni world, and the way that the original timetable, if you may, was set out was by sequential, and also of how mankind treats the planet as in order to keep the world in balance. One of the things that, and this of course is the root of the Star people coming over there and make the Pueblo Indian functional. And with a lot of teachings, it took a long time for them to the Star people, or we call them the raw people, because we were the equivalent to the God. So we were taught from the beginning of how to keep the world in balance. And there's many, many factors. First of all was to take care of the earth and the environment. How not to overkill a lot of the plants, and because they're the ones that brought the plant life, the animal life, and to respect all living things, regardless of whether they be four-legged or two-legged. And in the teachings that they were, which we still go through today, they gave us prayer systems. They gave us the rituals to keep the world in balance. And in the origin of the Zuni people, as we are in this age, we came from the Grand Canyon. The last three worlds were destroyed by different things relative to like earth changes. And the way the world is set up in the whole solar system and the universe. And in one of our teachings brought us by the Star people or the gods, the world flipped on its axis in the past, and we have this within our own rituals and knowledge. And the reason that it flipped on that side is because the last world was not imbalance by not following the protocols given by the creator or the system that was presented to them. Now, when they came back out again, they were also, a contact was made with the ancient aliens, if you may, and the star people, and also we were given a new set of instructions on the star knowledge of how to maintain the earth. And there was a lot of things that we go through rituals even to this day. And of course, in my lifetime, we've lost a lot of those practices. But the Zunis and other Pueblos believe that mankind has a lot to do with the imbalance of the Mother Earth.
So that actually argues, Clifford, for some kind of man-made global warming, that we're screwing up the environment by dint of all the things we're doing for profit motive and nothing else.
Well, that would make an argument for that, because I think it's so. The simplest way to put it is that we do not have the respect of what we are supposed to be doing on this planet. And even within our own Indian tribes, we have exceeded those boundaries. If you look at any Indian nation, even though we went through a whole conquering process, after we were settled in whatever was left of the little patches on this, especially on this continent, they're still violating those people that are in power, and by not carrying out their rituals.
I'll tell you what, we'll get more into this in a moment.
Okay.
We have Clifford Mahudi, the Zuni elder. We have Brendan O'Brien and Johnny Chanel of the Maya Sites Travel Service. And we have Gene and Chris, because you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips?
Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Talking about Mayan mysteries, global warming, taking care of Mother Earth, the bumpy ride towards uncertainty with Gene and Chris. We have Clifford Mahudi, Zuni Elder, Brendan O'Brien, and Johnny Chanel of the Maya Sites Travel Service. Clifford, you had gone into a lengthy explanation here about the Indians today don't practice the old rituals. This is what you were saying early.
Yes, deviated from that, primarily because of where we are at in the world today. If you look at the world at large, especially on this continent, we do not have the land anymore. We do not have the places of worship anymore to connect with the gods or the star people and other deities in order to carry out our functions as medicine people, as priesthood, and so on.
Now, Clifford, when you talk about the star people, beings like that, are you speaking in the sense of gods, in the sense of them being gods, or maybe E.T. came down here and made a presence known and decided to set their own rules in force?
Well, they started out as E.T., and then when they set up the system, they were referred to as gods. In our Zuni interpretation, we call them raw people. They're raw people, R-A-W, not cooked. So they can go back and forth into many, many dimensions. And, of course, they can, and we call them the priesthood of the sky. Of course, there's other deities that take care of the rest of the earth functions, which are the underground people, the directional people, and other deities. But the important thing is that we had a contact from the universe somewhere out there that brought these things that when the planet was still young, or still, we call it when the planet was raw. And so that's why we call them the raw people, because of that timing, whatever.
Okay, now, does that tell us then, Clifford, that maybe we're moving in the wrong direction with the things that we're doing now?
No, you mean as far as the Earth is concerned?
Yeah.
Yes, well, the other thing, too, is that all the other rest of our prophecies talk about these things. They say that if we do not carry out the protocols given by the people that made us what we are today, we will certainly go in the wrong direction, and we have already done that. We do not have the system anymore where where we do the prayer systems for the earth. We do not even have the way of communicating with each other on this planet. And these were all prophesized. We're not so famous as the Hopis, but ours is so it's a very, very broad spectrum. For example, the grandfathers talked about overpopulation. They talked about other races of people coming over here. And the mixture of the languages, which would be the downfall of our rituals, which would directly affect the cycles of the earth, we no longer have crops, we no longer have water, and that's because of overpopulation. The introduction of different animals that were not at indigenous to this part of the world were part of the mix. And I think we can see this with the, especially the microscopic animals and plants. A good example is the tumbleweed. The tumbleweed was not indigenous to this area, and so when it first came about, way back in the early 1900s, the old-timers said that, I guess this is what they were talking about, that they would create a lot of drought, and unfortunately, that's what happened. But there are so many, many things that you can take off on any path, and our people here in Zuni have been versed, are very versed on those type of traditions and knowledge, it's been a long time since anybody really asked these questions. Unfortunately, we're losing a lot of those people that had this knowledge because it's not passed on.
It's not set down in books in written form? Is it all oral tradition then?
It's all oral tradition. And I've read a lot of books of the ethnologists and anthropologists, archaeologists that came here in the 1800s. But they were more concerned about the daily practices of what they can see rather than what the philosophy and the religious order system of the, they touched on it, but they didn't go into it deep enough because they did not have the time, they didn't have the techniques. So our Zun people still have this knowledge, but at the same time we say, even if we have this knowledge, what good is it? Because we no longer have the land, we no longer have the ritual sites to carry out these practices to keep the earth in check, in balance, and also the weather. Like, for example, we're having severe windstorms. In the old days, the priesthood and the warrior society would go and actually talk to the weather, and we would never have this type of a weather that like we're having. But we were also told that in the future, the reason why the Zuni Indians were set in this particular location after the migrations is because that we will not be bothered with earthquakes, will not be bothered with floods, hurricanes, high windstorms, lava eruptions, and all that. So they chose this place. There's actually nothing out here. There's no minerals. There's not even gravel. And I always used to ask the question, why are we here? And the answer was because the Creator put us over here to be protected for the next one that's going to come when the next upheavals and the imbalance of the earth. And they also predicted or prophesied that there'll also be another pole shift that's going to be coming in the next one, and you'll flip over its axis again. So there
it sounds like that sounds like the earth shaking. So it's similar to the Maya then. If the earth tips over.
You know, it's funny listening just now. The Maya have you know the same kind of traditions where they have rituals to keep nature in balance, to keep the weather in balance. And one of the things that's starting concerning the Maya elders and the shaman and the day keepers and the people who carried the stories and passed them down, was that the world was changing so rapidly. The Maya all the way up to the 60s would know within a day when to plant their corn, and the water would come, and it was something they knew how to do. But in the last years, from the 70s on, they're unable to know that particular day because it's changing so fast. And in the highlands up in Chiapas, in San Cristobal, there's many different Maya peoples who come together and reenact creation and reenact their story. And the people who, the elders who organized that celebration, they also are supposed to control the weather so that the festival can go on. And if any bad weather comes, they put them, they take the elders who organized the event, and they put them, and this happens every year, they put them in jail until they make the weather do what it's supposed to do. And so the elders sit in the jail, yes, and they pray and they do the praying, and they change the weather so they can start the festival again. And in the recent years, they've been having a harder time of making sure that the weather is cooperating with the ritual because they work hand in hand. So I saw a lot of similarities there.
This is a question that will probably have to be responded to on the other side after the next break. And that is, Brendan, and maybe Johnny, you can answer this. Why is there a perception on the part of so many people that the Mayan, well, they're extinct, which obviously they're not?
That's a good question.
It borders on hilarious.
I actually heard that on the History Channel. I was dumbfounded. I know.
We actually, when Johnny and I first went down to the Yucatan for a much-needed break and relaxation, we met a lot of the Mayan. I worked with them, and Johnny worked with them, and we lived among them. And they're such wonderful people. But then these tourists would be coming through, and they would be going, yeah, those Maya were something, man. Too bad they aren't around so we could ask them what's going on.
I'll tell you what, we have to ask some other people what's going on, and then we'll get back to figuring this all out. We'd love to have you subscribe to our newsletter. You can get updated schedules for the shows, cutting-edge commentaries from me, from Chris, and special guest commentators such as Kurt Southerly. All this and more, the official Paracast newsletter. Go to newsletter.theparacast.com, newsletter.theparacast.com. It's free. We're hearing from Clifford Mahudi. We're hearing from Brendan O'Brien. He's related to the other O'Brien, by the way. And Johnny Chanel with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.